Welcome to another 7 minutes with Matt. As always, I appreciate your time together. And for the next 7 minutes, I really think you're going to see value out of this for the next 7 weeks, maybe even 7 years and beyond of your life. Today, I want to talk to you for a quick, short moment on how to change your environment or overcome your circumstances when the pressure gets too hot, or whether you're going through hell right now and you don't see a way out on the other side. I'm a big fan of businessman, author, and life coach Tony Robbins. And he says, when it comes to leaders, 90% of their success is based off of their psychology, the way that they think. And I'm not going to go too much into that. Like, we all know that, you know, the power of a positive mindset and all that, but a lot of times it doesn't change our circumstances or it doesn't change the environment. Well, today I have a thought, and I'm actually going to back it up by a book that was written, to where you can actually change your circumstances and change your environment just by being like a coffee bean. This book was given to me by my son's football coach, and it was written by John Gordon and Damon West. I read this entire book in 20 minutes. Get the book. It's like a life lesson, and I'm going to talk about it today. It's called The Coffee Bean, a simple lesson to create positive change. So basically, you can look at your situation that you're going through right now, or a situation that you've gone in the past, to where the pressure was so much, it caused fear, it caused anxiety, it gave you that sick feeling in your stomach because you didn't know how to change it, and you succumbed to the environment or the pressure, if you will. And there's a story in this book that talks about this student who was facing the pressure of the big football game coming up, and his parents were fighting and on the verge of divorce, and he wasn't getting good grades in school, and all this pressure was hitting him at one time. So he went to his teacher and he asked his teacher for help. And the teacher basically said, let me ask you a question. Go home tonight, boil a carrot, and tell me what happens when you boil the carrot. He comes back the next day. He said, after about 10 minutes, the carrot got really, really soft and mushy. The teacher said, exactly. When you put a carrot in a hot pressure environment, it gets soft. Now go home and tell me what happens with an egg. And the boy goes, I already know what's going to happen with the egg. After about 10, 15 minutes, the egg gets hard. That's why we call it hard boiled eggs. And the teacher said, exactly. You boil an egg, the egg gets hard. It gets bitter. And a lot of times in pressure situations, we either crumble, we're soft, we succumb to the pressure, we quit, which is why I believe, you know, which is why suicide is at an all-time level, and it grows every day, because people succumb to the pressure. But the other side that we don't talk about too often is the people who are like eggs, and they get hard and they get bitter and they get nasty, which is why, you know, it doesn't matter if you have the Jesus sticker or you're wearing the t-shirt and someone cuts you off and you flip them off, life gets to them. They get hard, they get nasty. But then the teacher talked about the coffee bean. And if you put a carrot in boiling water, it gets soft. If you put an egg in boiling water, it gets hard. But what happens when you put a coffee bean in boiling water? If you know you are a coffee bean, you are not allowing the outside world to impact you. You just know that the power inside of you is greater than the forces outside of you. And with this insight, you will transform your environment and the world inside of you. How? Because when you put a coffee bean in boiling water, the water turns to coffee. What is inside the coffee bean leaks out into its environment, and it changes the environment. The carrot gets soft, the egg gets hard, but the coffee bean changes the environment. That's the whole point of the book, being a coffee bean. I'll never forget one of my first sales jobs. When I first started selling payroll, I was put on, there was a North team and there was a South team. And the North team had the best guy in the company, arguably the best guy in the nation, and the North always beat the South. The South was where all the losers were, and all the loser salesmen, if you were. And I got put on the South team. I wanted to get on the North team because my buddy was on the North team. And I was like, oh, I want to be on the North. And I thought I was going to be on the North. The manager of the North team, you know, interviewed me. I'm like, I'm going to be on the North team. I'm going to be a champion. But dude, I got put on the South team. And I remember I was ticked off at first, but I made a decision. I want to play a part in making the South team great. And I was put in that environment of pressure and the lack of, you know, the South team has always sucked. And, you know, historically, the South team has never done nothing. And I remember and this was before I even read this book, but I said, I'm going to be put in this situation where all the other leaders and the salespeople came into the South team and failed. I'm going to make it great. I might not be as good as the guy on the North team, but I'm going to be the best guy on the South team and I'm going to affect everyone around me. And here's what happened. It was contagious and everybody got a higher vision for where they wanted to go. And we actually started to believe in the South team. And in 1 year, we went from worst in the office, North and South. And not only did we beat the North team, but we rose out of, I think it was like 100 teams in the entire nation. We finished top 10 in the entire nation, which was completely unheard of. We changed the environment. If you want to take a biblical standpoint, I always like to talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That when Nebuchadnezzar turn the heat even 7 times hotter, the faith that was inside of those 3 guys brought out Jesus to stand with them in the fire, and the environment didn't even touch them. It says that when they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke, to where other people got around that fire, and before they were even thrown in, they freaking melted. I don't even know how that works, but that's what the Bible says. These guys would burn up as they walked Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the furnace. And then when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were burned in the furnace, not only did they not get burned, but they manifested the fourth man inside of them and changed the environment of the fire. The fire wasn't even hot. Why? Because when you have that inside of you, he is Lord over that environment. He doesn't even need to put out the fire. He is Lord over it. So if you're in the fire right now, if you're in the furnace and you have Jesus inside of you, know that you can manifest that fourth man and change everything. Or if you do, if you're watching this and you don't even know the person of Jesus, I'm gonna keep it simple. Be like the coffee bean. Don't be the carrot and be soft. Don't be the egg and get hard. Be the coffee bean and let out what's inside of you and change your environment. Don't let your circumstances change you. Raise your expectation and your belief system above your circumstances and watch them change. Go out there and be a coffee bean. I hope you enjoyed another 7 minutes with Matt.